بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد Once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam he drew a square and then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the square he drew a line coming out of the square and in this line in the middle of the square Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam drew certain arrows towards this, that line and then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained to the Sahaba radiallahu anhu said that the square is your life. A lifespan, a person has a lifespan 30 years, 40 years. This is his lifespan. And then out of this line, normally a person, there's a line going out from the middle of the square, right out of the line, out of the square. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained that this is man's hopes. He's got long, long hopes in life. I'm going to live so many years, 20 years, 30 years. But where the square is, his life is only so many, so much. But every single person, he's got long, long hopes. He said, I'm going to live till so long, I'm going to live till so long, do this here, do that there. So this is, these are the hopes of man. And then the small lines which were inside the circle, inside the middle line, these are all halat and conditions which overcome man. Man comes to certain problems in life, he has certain difficulties in life. So this Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained that man will face all of these difficulties until eventually death will come to him. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained, and what we have been taught in the hadith, in the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how can a person overcome these halat and conditions? In life you will get many, many conditions. And one is the person himself trying to come out of the conditions. And one is that he follows the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is the yaqeen and the conviction every one of us has to build up in the words of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That my success will be only in the way of following Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What he has shown us, that this is the way out of any problem, any out of any difficulty, my yaqeen has been that day. Once a sahabi, once was teaching some of his students, the one hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a person will read a certain dua, most likely it was Bismillah alladhi la yadurru ma'a ismihi shay'un fil awdi wala fis sama' wa huwa samiul alim. Whoever will read this dua, no harm will come to the person during that whole day. So the sahaba radiallahu, the companions who were with him, they looked at him in surprise, that they could see his body was paralyzed. And he's teaching them this dua, that no harm can ever come to you. So then he explained to them, he said that I always used to read this dua, but one day I forgot to read this dua, and that is why I was paralyzed. So this is the yaqeen that in the words of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is my complete success. And wherever there is failure and difficulty, it's because I'm not following that path. The Shaykh al-Hadith, Mawlana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib rahmatullah, has written in Abiti, he's written a whole chapter about the faith of our elders, the yaqeen our elders had. He says that the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, in the words of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they had complete trust that exactly what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying is 100% correct. And he says, I found the same level of faith and yaqeen in my elders, that how they were. If they found that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said something is harmful for you, they would abstain from it, just like how a person abstains from a snake, a poisonous snake. He realizes that snake will completely bite me, destroy me. If Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that this is haram, this is harmful for you, this is how they abstain from it. It became the part of their nature, that this is very, very harmful for me. And then Hazrat Shaykh rahmatullah alayhi mentions a few waqiyat and a few incidents to show how much of yaqeen they had. He says there was one person by the name of Babu Ayaz. He was living in Nizamuddin. And at that time, if you learn the story of India, there was the 1947, there was the partition of India and Pakistan. There was a lot of unrest, a lot of people were being killed. The Sikhs especially were targeting the Muslims. And they were killing the Muslims left, right and center. At that time, many people were living in Nizamuddin. And they were very, very frightened. So nobody was prepared to go outside of Nizamuddin to go and get food, to go and get rations. And they had a sabzi mand, one place, a market, where people used to go out, get food from there, vegetables from there. So this person was, everyone was frightened. So this Babu Ayaz, he used to go out, go and fetch the rations and come back. So one day he went out and three Sikhs came to him. And the tanga he was sitting in, the terrace which brings the person back, three of them sat with him. So he told them, you people can't do anything to me. I'm not worried, I'm frightened of you people. You're in the city, you bring another 30 also, I'm not frightened of any one of you. So anyhow, they got frightened also and they kept quiet. They sat together with him, he came back to Nizamuddin. He explained to Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Mawlana Zakariya rahmatullah alayhi, that this is what happened. Hazrat Shaykh rahmatullah alayhi said, he was surprised, like, how you got so much of courage? He said, Hazrat, you taught us this dua. Allahumma inna naj'aluka fi nuhurim wa na'udhika min shururim. That where a person is asking Allah Ta'ala to protect him. You told us that no one can harm you when you have read this dua. So I got yaqeen that no one, the whole world can come again, against me. It cannot cause any harm to me at all. Hazrat Shaykh rahmatullah alayhi said, I was feeling shy. That the such yaqeen and such faith this man had in his dua, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and I taught him the dua also. But look at the level of yaqeen and conviction which he had in the dua of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is something which has to come into us. As I mentioned, another incident of one person by the name of Fazli Haq. And this person, he was in charge in Mazahir al-Ulum, in the madrasa. He was in charge of the finances, looking after the money. And all the money was kept in his house. So he was a murid, a disciple of the founder of the madrasa, one of the Mazhar Sahib, Rahmatullah Alayhi. So one day he came to Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayhi, and he had a normal habit of saying certain work, Allah ki fadal se, Allah ki fadal se, what we call taqiyya kalam, which many of us have that. Some people say, my dear brothers, all the time. It's called taqiyya kalam. A person leans on the day whenever he's running short of words. So he used to say, Allah ki fadal se. So he one day came there and he said, Allah ki fadal se, Allah ka ghadab ho gaya. So the Mawlana was there, he was surprised, he started laughing. Allah ki fadal se, Allah ka ghadab ho gaya. At the fadal of Allah, amazing thing happened last night. He said, what happened? He said, some crooks came into my house, about three of them. And they came by the safe where the madrasa money is kept. They are trying to break the lock of the madrasa. So I explained to him, I woke up and asked, what's happening? He said, we are crooks, we have come to steal money. So he told them, look here, I heard my sheikh mentioning from the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a person who has paid his zakat, it's impossible for any harm to come to that money. There's no possibility harm will come to that money. So I've paid my zakat for the madrasa, and actually I paid much more also, more than was necessary also, I paid that amount. So this money is 100% protected in the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you see that lock of yours, it's worth 3 anas, very, very small amount. It's a very, very weak lock also. See, but you can try the whole night also, you can never ever break that lock. Because this money is protected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these people try it for a while. Then he woke up for tahajjud namaz, he performed tahajjud namaz. And then he said, if you want to bring another 20, 30 or so, you can come. Just my money is protected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then after that he went for Fajr Salah. And he told them, I'm going for Fajr Salah now, you people better leave here. If somebody comes here, they'll catch you all and they'll lock you all up. So anyhow, these people got frightened and they eventually ran away. So may Allah Ta'ala give us reality that this is the yaqeen we must have. One person in Johannesburg, his car got stolen one day. So Mufti Ahmad Khan Puri Sahib Damat Barakatum came and he told us, Mufti Ahmad Khan Puri Sahib Damat Barakatum, that my car got stolen. It was an alim. And we heard in the words of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that if you pay zakat on your money, then nothing can happen to that money. How come I paid my zakat on my money? How come my car got stolen? See, now this doubt is coming into my mind. So Mufti Sahib said, no, maybe there's something wrong in your zakat. See, maybe you never paid a few years ago properly. So he said, Hazrat, I got all my records. So Hazrat looked through all his records for the past couple of years. He couldn't find anything wrong. His zakat was paid exactly how much his stock was. Everything he had paid properly. So Mufti Sahib went to Durban. And when he came back from Durban, then he called the person again. He said, I want to see the records one more time. He looked through the records. He said, look here, the date you paid the zakat was 6 months late. You paid the full amount of zakat, but you paid it 6 months late. He said, because you paid it 6 months late, you paid the zakat late, so your car will come back to you. His car was gone. Because you were delayed in it, Allah Ta'ala will delay in returning your car back to you. So a few months later, he found his car. So this is the yaqeen our elders have got in the words of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. May Allah give us tawfiq. One amal which Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has taught us is to recite, Qul Allahu Ahad, Qul A'udhu Bi Rabbil Falaq, and Qul A'udhu Bi Rabbin Nas, 3 times in the morning, 3 times in the evening. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has taught us that yakfika min kull, takfika min kulli shay. That these surahs will suffice you from every single thing. The ulama have mentioned, Hazrat Munashah Hakim Muhammad Al-Qastab, Rahmatullah Alayhi, we learned from our Hazrat, that there are 2 meanings of this year. One meaning is tatfika min kulli shar. It will save a person from every kind of evil. Whatever evils there are, today people are complaining about jadu, complaining about this problem, that problem, many, many different kinds of problems and evils. Somebody has got hasad and jealousy over me. There's certain kinds of sicknesses also. And a person, inshallah, will read these with yaqeen and conviction. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect us from all kinds of evil. The other meaning which Hazrat has mentioned to us is takfika min kulli wird. It will suffice a person from every wird, every other kind of recitation. This doesn't mean a person mustn't read any other wazaif, other things. But it's sometimes when a person now is in a hurry, for example, normally every morning you have your breakfast, and one day you do not have time to have your breakfast, so you have a cup of tea. It suffices you for the day, it pulls you for a few hours. But normally you have your full breakfast, but that day you just have a cup of tea, you have something light. So similarly, at some occasions it happens when a person is in a hurry, he cannot fulfill all his wazaif. So inshallah, this wazifa will suffice the person from all other kinds of wazifas. So we should make it our habit. Once somebody asked Haji Abdul Wahab Sahib, Damat Barakatum, here in Raymond, so much of things, work is happening, so much of people, you're not making any collection, asking people for donations, but here so much of building is taking place, this work is taking place, that work is taking place. How come? Like, what efforts are you making in this line? He said, we are reading our 3 quls every morning and evening. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, takfika min kulli shaykh. This will suffice you from everything. This is sufficient for us. We've got these 3 quls. So may Allah give myself firstly and all of us the reality to recite these three quls, morning and evening, make it part of our habit of our life, inshallah. Today we will read it as a practice, and then every single day in our life, inshallah, we should try to make it a habit after Fajr Salah also in the morning and in the evening. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. One very, very important point, so Hazrat always tells us after this, is that many of these wazifas have very, very great power and potential within them, but unfortunately many times we crack them. Example, a person has got a shield, very, very powerful shield, but there's a big hole in the shield. So now that thing will not protect and save you. So similarly, we do many of these wazifas, we recite them, but we find there's no effect coming there. And the reason is there is effect, that because of our gunas and our sins, we have opened that window of guna and sins. So now the hot air from outside is coming in and is destroying the effect of our amal which we are doing. So many times we are doing these amal and actions and we are finding there is no effect. The effect is definitely there, but because we are destroying it with our gunas and our sins, so we are not finding the full effect of this here. So it's very, very important for a person to continuously make tawbah, istighfar, ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. These are not the only wazifas. Daily there are wazifas to be recited. As Mawlana Shaykh Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, the famous kitab of his morning and evening duas, we should try to attain that kitab. Similarly, our Hazrat's kitab, a daily wazif, in which many, many du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are mentioned there. We should try to attain this kitab and recite these wazaif with the yaqeen that inshallah Allah Ta'ala's help and assistance will be with us. So may Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Inshallah we will all recite Surah Yasin now. That's also Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned. Whoever will recite Surah Yasin in the beginning portion of the day, qadallahu qudiyat hawaijuhu, all his needs for that day will be fulfilled. So with yaqeen that I am reading Yasin Sharif, my needs for the day will be fulfilled, we should recite this surah.